Great Northern Radio Show, broadcasting live from Eveleth, Minnesota on the Mesabi Iron Range, a land with a tumultuous past, perhaps best expressed through literature. Welcome back to the stage, the Great Northern Radio Players.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Iron Range Masterpiece Theater. I was going to the can one day, and I didn't have anything to read. My wife had one of those old classical books with no pictures. I figured I'd try that, but I got sleepy and fell off the pot. I didn't actually read the book, but I did have this dream, which is the subject of our episode this evening. We present the classic story of love and longing, cruelty, and the boundless hope of the human spirit. Jane Eyre Onnen. We now go to a much publicized period in Range history, the 1910s, and the city of Gilbert, known then for its many bars and ladies of the night. Listen in as Jane Eyre Onnen displays her classic wit, chastity, and secret love for a man called Rochester.
Oh, Mr. Rochester, it is I, Jane Aronin, your trusted friend, here with the most amazing of news.
Oh, Jane, my platonic friend whose shapely figure and cascading charm I never notice. Not even late at night when I'm alone with my thoughts and so melancholy because I have this deep secret that no one knows.
Your crazy wife, right? Everyone knows, but... seriously, I'm thrilled to report that I have secured a new position at a house in Gilbert. I am to educate immigrant minors in the ways of love.
Jane, I never thought you would take a position in such a house of ill repute. Their repute is the lowest in the land. Not that I know anything about their repute. I heard about their repute from a friend.
Fear not, gentle sir. I was walking the streets of Gilbert one afternoon looking for work after your crazy wife, a mysterious person, burned down my last place of employment. I saw a sign, big as life, that read School of Love on an old building on the edge of town. I noticed below it that there was a help wanted placard just beneath it. I went inside.
This is a flashback in my dream now. Get it?
Oh, my. This school is in terrible shape. The teachers aren't wearing more than a napkin, and many of them appear to be drunk.
Looks like you're in the wrong place, miss. Either you've got $5 and an open mind, or else you belong down at the temperance meeting down the street.
Ma'am, I am Jane Aronin, and I am a teacher of romantic poetry. I see your school is hiring, and I believe I have the qualifications to teach your students all they need to know.
Students? Well, my students are a bunch of drunk miners fresh off the boat from Skanda wherever, and who gives a stan? They never learn, which is fine, so long as they pay.
Oh, Mrs.
Burnson, but call me Helen.
Helen, that is no way to run a school. If you hire me today, I'll have these men quoting Wordsworth before you know it.
Is that what they're calling it nowadays? All right, Jane. I'd invest in a dress with fewer buttons, but you get paid by the, lesson. So do it how you like.
We're going back to the first thing, but we're still in a dream. Get it?
So, Mr. Rochester, I was hired.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and on my first day, I saw 5 pupils.
Oh, no. All at once?
No, silly. Private lessons.
Oh, whoa, my beautiful friend. You were taken advantage of by many lecherous men.
Hardly, Mr. Rochester. Each of them learned the significance of the romance poets in short order. Would you like to know what I did?
I could not bear to listen.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay. I'll listen. Tell me.
For each man, I would wait in the classroom, which looked a lot like a dank bedroom covered in bad art. The walls were thin, and I could hear the other teachers. For the first session, I opened the door and welcomed in a strapping young lad, smiling with anticipation for knowledge. Knowing that my techniques might be a bit unconventional for a largely illiterate population, I asked him to sit in a wooden chair. For some strange reason, he asked me to tie him into the chair with the window curtain, so I did, and he seemed very happy.
I bet.
I took out my book of poems and held it up in front of him. I asked, "Do you like what you see?" His reply was a gleeful, "Yes!" I was so happy, I squealed, and then he got even more excited. I asked him, "Would you like me to do more?" And he yelled, "Yes, yes, yes!" And so I excitedly opened up the book of poetry and began to read. He seemed very confused at first, which is common for beginners. Many of the words have double meaning, you see, and require knowledge of learned texts to understand. This man was covered in ore dust and smelled like turpentine, so I slowed down my reading even more to be sure he completely comprehended every word.
So, then what happened?
Eventually, I finished the poem and clapped shut the book. I said to him, "Do you see the power of poetry to unleash the untamed spirit of love?" He quickly snapped to attention and nodded happily. "I do," he said. "Cannot you, too, give your heart to a true and decent woman with the romantic gift of words?" He became overjoyed, thrusting his chair to the left and the right, trying to get closer to the book of poetry I was holding. I knew that my work was done, and so I threw the book to him and whisked myself out of the room. He was in such ecstasy that the last sound I heard him make was a deep and abiding groan.
Like what?
Sort of a, I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I repeated this lesson 4 more times, each with similar results. As I set to leave, Mrs. Helen told me to keep up the good work because my students were paying double to get extra lessons from the other teachers. Those women sure didn't look very happy, but curriculum changes are always difficult for entrenched teachers.
Yes, well, I'm certainly glad to hear of your success, but I must admit, dear Jane, that I cannot stand the thought of you returning to that school. You deserve more than that. I must confess that my feelings for you are not in the friend zone whatever.
Not whatever?
Nay, and I hope you feel the same.
Oh, Mr. Rochester, I do, and I always have. But your crazy wife, your wife.
She died while you were telling your story.
Really?
Sure. And now I wish nothing more than to make
Mary!
Love... marry you, and then make love to you till I lose my vision and the use of one arm.
My goodness, well, this is something. I dare say you have me wondering where the buttons are on my dress. Oh,
there are quite a few, aren't there?
And wouldn't you know it, just as this dream was getting good, my wife woke me up on the bathroom floor. I think this is the end now. Next time, I'll get a fishing magazine.
Another fine edition of the Iron Range Masterpiece Theater, eligible for the Peabody Award. Those were the great Northern radio players, Louisa Gugisberg, Bill Law, Catherine Gritzmacher, and C.J. Anderson.